ease up, they can do it, but it's going to take some money. Have what you desire, if and when you see the fact, they will lead us to the land of milk and honey. Work all day or work all night, it's all the same. If you want the pay, some drive tankers, some are bankers, some are workers, some are not. It is time for a party, liberation for the nation now.
Broadcasting on 194 meters medium wave and VHF stereo 104.
South Coast Radio.
News. It's 12 o'clock midnight. Here's a summary of today's news, read by Andrew Hukin. In the Dunlop dispute, workers have been voting on whether to continue their protests or accept the company's £5 million redundancy offer. The package being offered gives workers £263 for each year of service. That's on top of the statutory redundancy payment. Most of the votes are now in, but the ballot boxes will stay open until 4 tomorrow afternoon, with a result by about 5. Today, the Bishop of Cork, Michael Murphy, said the workers and the company should reach some sort of compromise, and he called on the government to make Cork a priority area for state aid. The IDA has announced that it's spent over £3 million on getting 400 new jobs in small industries. They've invested in 58 projects spread through 16 counties. 34 of the jobs will be in Cork. Earlier, Pat O'Brien, the executive director of the IDA, criticised small towns for taking little or no interest in the efforts of people who've the courage to set up a small business. He said community groups should make a point of encouraging a positive attitude to enterprise, and added that there were grants of up to £15,000 available to help local people study the feasibility of projects to create local jobs. On the eve of the nuclear disarmament talks in Geneva, the Soviet Union has rejected outright President Reagan's plan for a reduction in the number of strategic weapons, what he called the build-down concept. This proposes that each time a new missile is produced, a number of old weapons should be scrapped. The official Soviet news agency TASS called the proposal empty words which have nothing to do with deeds. Delegates at the British Labour Party conference in Brighton have been debating two major topics today, unemployment and defence. After some angry exchanges, they reaffirmed the party's commitment to unilateral nuclear disarmament. Sinn Féin MP for West Belfast, Gerry Adams, tonight addressed a fringe meeting at the conference, which was attended by about 1,000 people. The Forum for a New Ireland has been urged to promote an Anglo-Irish commitment to conditional withdrawal by Britain from Northern Ireland, and to unity by consensus. A Northern Ireland member of the Shannon, John Robb, called for a truce in the North to coincide with such an initiative. Senator Robb also called for an end to the ban on divorce and freedom of choice in family planning. A Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the leader of the Polish trade union Solidarity, Mr. Lech Wałęsa. He heard the news on a car radio while returning from gathering mushrooms. He said he'll give the money to the church authorities, who'll use it to help farmers. A government spokesman in Warsaw denounced the award as being politically motivated. The Pope has sent a message of good wishes and congratulations to Mr. Wałęsa. President Reagan has also congratulated him. He said the award showed that Mr. Wałęsa hadn't been forgotten by the international community. The uneasy truce in Lebanon suffered a new setback this afternoon. The Lebanese army used tank weapons to silence positions which had been firing at them from the southern suburbs of Beirut. The President of the European Parliament has said the proposed milk super levy will go ahead. He said Ireland's problems can only be solved within that framework. Peter Dankert was speaking in Dublin at the end of a two-day official visit. Tonight he met representatives of the IFA and the ICMSA. He said he accepted the fact that the super levy will create problems for Irish farmers, but the proposals won't be dropped. And the ICMSA has accused the Department of Social Welfare of a very serious abuse of power in the way in which it treats small farmers. The association says that farmers all over the country are being walked on simply because they don't know their rights. The association has called on the minister, Mr. Desmond, to remove what it calls the cloak of secrecy which surrounds farmers' entitlements. An oil tanker sprang a leak tonight in County Limerick, which has resulted in an oil slick at least 20 miles long on the Cork-bound carriageway of the main Limerick to Cork road. A team of Gardaí have arrived at Croom village, and a warning has been issued to the effect that the road is extremely dangerous for at least 10 miles either side of Croom. Council workers are busy putting down sand to make the road safe again. An official report says that more than £500,000 has been misappropriated from the British government's Property Services Agency, which is responsible for official government building work. 60 civil servants have been sacked over the past 5 years. Senior civil servants have been criticised for not exercising proper control over British government finances. Electricity supplies to the NBA housing estate in Toka will be subject to disruption tomorrow between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. The ESB say the temporary shutdown is to facilitate essential repairs and maintenance of power lines. Consumers have been asked to ensure that all appliances are treated as live during the supply cut. And finally, two people have been fined in a Ballinasloe court for possession of magic mushrooms. There are a man from West Germany and a Welsh woman. Another man, Kevin Gibbons, was remanded on bail, charged with drugs dealing. Also fined was Joseph Keane from Castle Island in County Kerry. He told a detective who arrested him that he smoked cannabis to comfort his soul and spirit, and that it brought him closer to God. The judge fined him £25. Well, that wraps up the news tonight. From me, Andrew Hukin, and all of us in the newsroom, good night, sleep well. It's all yours, Nick.
Oh, you're so kind, Andrew.
Oh, thank you. A compliment from you.
What's that supposed to mean? I'm fairly kind most of the time to you.
Yes, you are.
Aren't I?
Got any fisherman's friend lozenges?
I might have one just to spare.
Oh, go on. I'll come in. I'll come through and get one from
you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you supposed to do now?
I think I'm supposed to read the weather about now. So
well, do it.
Okay. It's Thursday's weather, which says good clear periods, some isolated showers, which will die out overnight. Winds will be southwesterly in direction and fresh, also dropping through the night. Temperatures falling, plummeting even to 10 degrees Celsius. Later today, a dry morning, some rain later in the afternoon.
Some expression in your eyes. Where was I? How was I to know? Oh, how can we drive to a movie show when the music is here in my car? And so on through all the summer long, day and night drifting into love. Oh, driving your heart from a movie show, so in tune to the sound in my car.
it goes on for about another 15 minutes. Roxy Music, that's called Oh Yeah, Man, and it's boss kind of stuff. 9 minutes past 12 o'clock as we enter this Thursday morning. It's the 6th of October now, 1983, and you're welcome along to Nightline. Definitely are. From the heart, from the bottom of my heart, you're welcome along. It's Nick Richards in this very squeaky chair until about 3 o'clock. And lots of good stuff in store this morning. Andrew still hasn't been through for his fisherman's friend. But, he's coming through now. You've never met my fisherman's friend, have you? He's called Adrian. He's got lots of tattoos. Oh, and hairs growing out of his nose.
These lozenges were specially formulated for Fleetwood deep sea fishermen, working in Icelandic frost and fog conditions to relieve bronchial congestion, ease breathing and clear the head.
And they taste pretty foul, I can tell you. But they do make the old voice sound a little manlier, don't you think?
And macho.
Oh, if you say so, dear. Andrew, here's a record, everybody. It's Murray Head. Bye-bye. Thank you. Wonderful voice she has. Chaka Khan and Rufus. She's got golden tonsils. Well, not really. She wouldn't be able to sing if she had golden tonsils, would she? Stupid statement. It's like a program that was on the television about hearts a little earlier in the week. And a fairly eminent American man that slices up hearts, whatever you call them, surgeon, that'll do, was explaining that the heart is nothing more than a pump. It's sort of, forget all the romantic bits, it's just a pump. Which sort of kills it all a bit, doesn't it? But fiddly-dee. Back to the show. Rufus, Stop On By, that's from their Rufus-sized LP. And also Murray Head with Dragonfly, that's from an LP called Shade. And it's 17 minutes past 12, South Coast, on this Thursday morning, 194, medium wave stereo 104. If you're new to the programme, we do all this kind of getting intimate, as it were, across the wireless and relating to the songs, as it were, in the first hour, and then we just let rip. Yes, we let rip after 1 o'clock, so stay tuned if you want to rip, whatever that means. Meantime, here's a song from one of the Gibb brothers, the youngest one, Robin Gibb, a song called Another Lonely Night in New York.
If I harden myself, like great and strong, brother of mine. You know it'll love you true. You never talk dirty behind my back, and I know that those are true.
John Martin, that's called May You Never from his So Far So Good LP of 1977. Play that for Teresa, that's from Andrew. And if you're a John Martin fan, by the way, you'll probably know already, but if you don't, I'll tell you that he's doing a musical evening type thing in Sir Henry's this coming Wednesday, that's the 12th of October. Doors open at 7:30, and it's £3.50 to get in, so if you fancy a night with John Martin, I'd say it'd be very good. Do pop along to Sir Henry's this coming Wednesday, the 12th of October. Also, Robin Gibb was in there as well with Another Lonely Night in New York, feeling sorry for himself again, but don't they always. 12:25, this is South Coast 194.
What's the fire? Thousand people drinking champagne and wine.